Katarina Gulman and Milan Paklopnik landed in Vancouver at the end of May with a used, collapsible Clipper tandem kayak that they bought from eBay. But they didn't have much else. I'd say they had a well-thought-out, detailed plan, but they didn't really have that either. What they did have was time, gumption, and a violin. The pair of longtime friends, Gulman from Germany and Paklopnik from the Czech Republic, have traveled the world together. On this trip, they have kayaked from Vancouver up the BC coast and through the Inside Passage on their way to Dawson City, Yukon. Along the way, they have stopped to camp out in the wilds of Canada and Alaska and visited communities to resupply and share Gulman's musical talent.
We like to be outside. We like to travel away, like slow, by foot, by canoe, by kayak, by bicycle, through the nature, through the untouched landscape. And as I am a violinist, I always wondered how I can bring these things together, my passion for the nature and this kind of travel and the art, the playing. So, and it happened that I just take my violin with me.
Gulman has been playing and studying the violin since the age of 6, and while she is classically trained, she has found a love for improvising. She plays wherever her wanderlust takes her and with whomever she meets. She says while in the kayak or camped ashore, she hasn't been playing, no serenading bears and otters for her, but once the duo reaches a town or village, she's eager to share her craft.
And this trip, it came beautifully together that the concerts were possible in the communities in Wrangell and in Petersburg, and two little communities we passed by, and in Juneau, and now here. Like, so people are very, very thankful.
The kayak trip was a long-time dream of Paklopnik's and has offered both of them the chance to test themselves mentally and physically. And while there have been many challenges, the pair agrees that it's usually the adversities that become the highlights.
Everything was suddenly so overwhelming. But then when we started to get ready the concerts and the concerts happened, it was so wonderful to be with people, like on the level of sharing something and to see that people like nature the same way. They just have different approach, of course, but this doesn't matter, you know. It didn't matter at all. And so it was the same thing, you know, what was the challenge turned to be the best.
That's Paklopnik, who says the peace and serenity they have found on their journey so far is something that we were all meant to experience in some way or another. He says the balance of being completely isolated and then dropping into towns filled with people was tough at first, but like the backaches and blisters, he learned over the weeks to embrace it all. Gulman agrees that when you stop to listen to the world around you, you become intrinsically intertwined.
There's always something. It's very alive around. There's no boredom. There are birds around, there are trees around, there's wind around, waves, and everything feels very friendly.
Despite lots of rain in Alaska and 1 3-day stint where they had to hunker down because of gale force winds, they've been happy with the weather and ecstatic with the trip as a whole. Gulman has performed in several Southeast communities and is hoping for shows in Whitehorse and Dawson too. And it doesn't matter where she plays either, whether in a church, a bar, on a street corner, or at Lookout Park on a Friday morning. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.